today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. In the name of Allah the Almighty. Dear brothers and sisters, Salamun Alaikum. We are with you with another episode of today's special from IRIB English Radio. Today, Tuesday, is the 5th of Shaban, 1443 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 17th of Bahman, 1400 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 8th of March, 2022 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. We have another Eid today. Happy Eid. Today is the birthday anniversary of Shia's fourth Imam, Imam Sajjad, Imam Zainul Abidin, peace be upon him. Congratulations to all Muslim brothers and sisters.
Every sound and every voice in every language ever heard, each drop of ink that has been used to write every single word. They can never portray everything I feel in my heart and wanna say. And it's hard to explain why I could never describe my love for you.
The fourth Imam after Imam Hussein was his son, Imam Ali Zainul Abidin. His mother was Bibi Shahbanu, who was a princess from Persia. His title Zainul Abidin was granted to him by the Holy Prophet himself, who mentioned that on the Day of Judgment, a call for Zainul Abidin will be made and my son Ali ibn al-Husayn will respond to the call saying, Labbaik. His other title, Sayyid al-Sajidin, was given because of his devotion two prayers. Imam Sajjad spent the first 2 years of his life under the care of his grandfather, Imam Ali, and after his martyrdom in 50 AH, he was brought up under the care of the second Imam, Imam Hassan, peace be upon him. Imam Sajjad was married to Bibi Fatima, daughter of Imam Hassan. After the martyrdom of Imam Hassan, Imam Hussein, the survival of Islam depended on Imam Zainul Abidin, and that also at a tender age of 20. He had a very hard job of letting the world know the mission of Imam Hussein and exposing the evil intentions of Yazid and Bani Umayyad. He had to keep the message of Islam alive and save it from being confused by the evil Bani Umayyad. Congratulations on the birthday anniversary of Imam Sajjad, peace be upon him.
Let us rejoice indeed. This is the day of Eid. Let us rejoice indeed. For this is the day of Eid.
La ilaha illallah, Muhammad Rasulullah. La ilaha illallah, Muhammad Rasulullah. Alayhi salam.
An ardent worshipper. As his name suggests, Imam Sajjad was one of the most ardent worshippers of Allah after Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him and his pure progeny. He used to pray thousands of rak'ats of salah in a matter of a day, which made him prostrate very much. Thus he's called Sajjad, meaning the person who prostrates much. His prayers and supplications recorded in As-Sahifa As-Sajjadiyya were sincere and straightforward, which made them even more touching and impressive. Through these prayers, he revealed the perfect manner of calling out to Allah and finding our way to Him in every breath and whatever difficulty we are dealing with. Also, he used his prayer to covertly show his opposition against the tyrants of his time and make people aware of the situation. Dear brothers and sisters, this is the continuation of today's special from IRIB English Radio on a very big special occasion, and that was the birthday anniversary of Shia's fourth Imam, Imam Sajjad, peace be upon him. Congratulations to all dear Muslim brothers and sisters. Dr. Fakhr Rohani.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Regarding the fourth infallible Imam Ali ibn al-Husayn al-Sajjad salam al-Alay, it must be indicated that he was born in the lifetime of Imam Amir al-Mu'minin Ali ibn Abi Talib alayhi salam. Regarding his imamate, he received the post of the high post of imamate in a very critical moment, that is after the martyrdom of Imam al-Husayn in the afternoon of Ashura. Imam al-Sajjad alayhi salam received the post of imamate. However, when he received the post of imamate, he was imprisoned by the Umayyad forces, and he was taken as a prisoner of war, first to Kufa and then to Damascus. When he was taken as a prisoner of war in chains to Ubaydullah ibn Ziyad, who was the Umayyad ruler of Al-Kufa, and when Ubaydullah threatened him to death, he answered Ubaydullah ibn Ziyad in this way, that don't you know that being martyred in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the graceful characteristic given to us? And when he was taken before the Umayyad tyrant ruler Yazid ibn Muawiyah, he indicated it to Yazid that you know that you confirmed that my ancestor is the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, or my ancestor is Amir al-Mu'minin alayhi salam. He indicated in this way to Yazid that O Yazid, O son of Muawiyah, and O grandson of Hind and Sakhr, you know that my ancestor is Ali ibn Abi Talib, who was the standard bearer of the camp of Islam in the battles of Badr, Uhud, and Ahzab. However, your father and your grandfather were standard bearers of paganism and polytheism. And then when Abdul Malik al-Marwan, the Marwanid king, when Abdul Malik al-Marwan summoned Imam al-Sajjad alayhi salam, he received a very firm answers of Imam al-Sajjad alayhi salam in terms of being God-fearing and being always wary of the punishment that one would receive from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in return to wrongdoings.
أنت هدية من الله لنا بعد انتظارنا لك طول السنة فيك السرور والهنا حمدا لك يا ربنا عيد سعيد Let's enjoy this happy day عيد مبارك
Notable books by Imam Sajjad. The legacy of Imam Sajjad has preserved through the centuries by the books compiled by the Islamic scholars from his supplications and prayers. The two most well-known of these books are As-Sahifa Sajjadiyya and Risalatul Huquq, that means Treatise of Rights. As-Sahifa Sajjadiyya is the collection of Imam Sajjad's supplications, which also reflects the social status at that time, especially in Medina. The Supplications presents his aversion to bad behaviors and speech of people at that time, taking refuge to Allah from what he saw and heard, and clarifying the right path under the guidance of religion and the Quran and the purification of souls from pollutions. This book has been translated into several languages. Risalatul Huquq is the title of a lengthy narration from Imam Sajjad compiled as a book. This narration, which contains over 50 duties of an individual toward others, is in fact a treatise on moral conduct in both personal and social life. The rights discussed in this treatise addressed various social relations of an individual, like the duties toward parents, toward spouse, children, neighbors, teachers, students, believers, the leader of congregational prayer, the government, and etc. Because of the particular position and the comprehensive content, several translations and commentaries have been written on this treatise.
And one of the most notable aspects of the life of Imam Zainul Abidin was his beautiful du'as. You find most or many of the du'as of Ahlul Bayt that you see in Du'a al-Iftitah, in Mafatih al-Jinan, for example, the book of du'as, are from Imam Zainul Abidin alayhi salam. He has the beautiful book of a Sahifa Sajjadiyya. It's filled with du'as about anything that you imagine. The Imam has a book about it, has a du'a about it, and a Sahifa Sajjadiyya. You see some of the most beautiful du'as of Ahl Bayt, like Abu Hamza al-Thamani that we read in Ramadan next month, inshallah. What a beautiful du'a narrated by Imam Zain al-Abidin. The 15 munajat, munajat al-ta'ibin, munajat al-shakirin. These are all from Imam Zain al-Abidin alayhi salam. So you see that Imam Zain al-Abidin alayhi salam gave us a treasure, a trove of these beautiful du'as that we can read. But when it comes to these du'as, besides the spiritual side of these du'as, where we just, you know, we read them to seek nearness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and touches our heart and seek nearness to God, they were also lessons. Each one of these du'as is filled with knowledge. It's filled with lessons. And the reason why Imam Zainul Abidin put all that knowledge in his du'as is because he lived at a time where he didn't have freedom to preach. He couldn't just come out and preach the knowledge of Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam, the teachings of Ahlul Bayt, because of the authorities. They had confined that right of the Imam. They didn't give him the freedom to teach. They had restricted access to him, and he didn't have that much of an opportunity to spread the teaching. So what he did, he started indirectly preaching through du'as. Yeah, the authorities think it's just a du'a. But no, the Imam is embedding that du'a with the teachings of Ahlul Bayt alayhim salam. That's why when you read the du'as of Ahlul Bayt alayhim salam of Imam Zainul Abidin, you see that it's filled with aqa'id, the Islamic belief system, the attributes of God, the prophets, for example, the angels, usul al-deen, the pillars of Islam, of religion, the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that usually should be taught in a classroom setting. The Imam would convey them through a dua. Akhlaq, for example, the teachings of akhlaq, the rights of individuals, all of these things, we can find them inside the du'as of Imam Zainul Abidin alayhi salam. So thus, when you read these du'as, we have to read them in a way in which we study them so that we can learn from these du'as. So many treasures in these du'as.
Congratulations on the birthday anniversary of a noble man from the progeny of Prophet Muhammad, Imam Sajjad, peace be upon him. Congratulations, dear Muslim brothers and sisters. And we leave you in Allah's protection. Have a nice time.
La ilaha illallah, Allahu Rabbi, Muhammad Nabi, Aliyul Imami. لفتى إلا علي علي إمامي علي إمامي علي إمامي
لا إله إلا الله الله ربي
محمد نبي علي إمامي
لفتى إلا علي علي إمامي علي إمامي علي إمامي